Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's Monday the 21st of October 2024. Let's talk today about three tests which will help you decide whether or not you should do something. So although you're listening to this on the 21st of October, I recorded this a few weeks ago when I just got back from ScaleCon 24 in Las Vegas. So this was the big marketing conference, about 300 people. First ever time they've done it, organized by the Tech Tribe, and an insanely good conference. I was actually invited over to do the keynote marketing talk at the end of day one, which was amazing. And I met so many people, so many Edge members. If we met there, it was so awesome to say hello to you. Because I did stay for the full 3 days, tried to talk to as many MSPs as I could that I knew, as well as this whole plethora of the world's MSP marketing experts. And I also stayed just to watch the other speakers. So we had, I'm not quite sure how many there were, but there were well over 20 different speakers. And I always believe it's like books. You know, when you read a new book, even if the book is something you've heard before or something you've studied before, there's always a new idea that comes out of it. And it's no different when you're listening to speakers. And there were some pretty awesome speakers. My brain is just full of ideas right now. Now, one of the biggest and best ideas that came out of that was from Nigel Moore from the Tech Tribe. And it's no surprise, Nigel is just a stunningly inspirational character. And it was so cool just, you know, hanging out with him briefly, catching up with him briefly across the 3 days. It was amazing. And he did the final closing keynote on day three. An insanely good keynote. I thought mine was good, but it's like, I am going back next year. I've committed to ScaleCon 25 and I need to up my game after seeing what Nigel did. One of the many things that he talked about is three tests that he applies to whether or not he should do something. And these are, I'll tell you what they are, and then I'll go into a little more detail. They are the fear test, the regret test, and the comfort zone test. So if he's looking at a new initiative that he's thinking of doing, I mean, even something like ScaleCon, which was organized in 4 months, which is nuts, because it was so good. But, you know, he will look at something and he'll say, right, if I do this, does it scare me a little bit? In fact, actually, the fear test, the regret test, and the comfort zone test, they're all versions of the same thing. So if I do this, will it scare me a little bit? Does it give me a little bit of fear? And fear is good because it shows that you're doing something completely brand new, something that you've never done before. If I don't do this, will I regret this thing? Will I, you know, when I'm, well, for Nigel, he says when I'm 130, because that's his goal. He wants to live till he's 130. So will he look back at 130 and regret doing that thing? And then, of course, the comfort zone test is, will he regret not pushing himself out of his comfort zone if he doesn't do it? Now, I think you've probably got a version of these three tests that you can use to push yourself into doing something. So if you're looking at a new initiative for your MSP, you know, it's the same three tests, right? If you do this, will it create some fear? Will it create some regret if you look back later in life? And will it push it out of your comfort zone? And, you know, I've had so many big ideas from that conference that I'm now applying that test to it. I've got a big meeting with my right-hand guy here at the MSP Marketing Edge later on this week, where we're going to talk about some of those big initiatives. And I'm going to push us out of our comfort zone to pursue some of those big initiatives. And I think you can do the same, don't you? In fact, if you're not doing that at least two or three times a year, maybe you've plateaued. Maybe you've entered that comfort zone and you need a bit of a kick, a bit of a push to get yourself out of that. Because if I look back at my career, my nearly 20-year business owning career, as much as I have constantly been working towards stability and a business that thrives whether I'm there or not, which is, you know, a very stable business, the big leaps have come from pushing myself out of my comfort zone. That doesn't always mean that the big leaps are the right things to do, but certainly they kick off new actions and new directions, which can take your business to a very exciting place. So what else have I got to tell you this week? Yes, next week's content. So on Thursday, you'll get content to use next week. So for week commencing the 28th of October, and that's about improved settings in the Edge browser. If you've got any feedback on this, you know where I am. I'm in the members only Facebook group. Please chat to me there, or you can always drop me an email, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. Have an awesome week, a very profitable week, and I'll be back here next Monday. See you then.